Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have Chelsea Richmond, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
February is Valentine's Day and lots of other things, of course, but Valentine's Day always makes you think of your heart. And you have some information today on keeping your heart healthy.
That's right. In addition to those hearts and Valentine's Day, February is also often recognized as American Heart Month. President Lyndon Johnson first designated American Heart Month when he signed a national proclamation in 1964, and each year since, the month of February is geared towards helping to raise awareness about heart disease, which is the leading cause of death for both men and women in the United States. Heart disease and conditions that lead to it don't just necessarily happen to older adults. The current trends actually show it is happening to adults who are at younger and younger ages. High rates of obesity and high blood pressure are among those factors for individuals between 35 and 64, for example, that are resulting in heart disease earlier in life. Research also shows about half of all Americans have at least one of the top three risk factors for heart disease. One of those factors includes having high blood pressure, which can put a strain on your heart, arteries, and kidneys. Many Americans have high blood pressure, including millions who are in their 40s and 50s. And for many, their high blood pressure may not be under control, which is one of the biggest risk factors for heart disease. It can also lead to some other potentially harmful conditions as well, including stroke. Another risk factor that can increase an individual's risk for heart disease is high cholesterol. Cholesterol is that waxy substance that's found in the fats of your blood. And our body does need some cholesterol in order to build and maintain healthy cells. The problem, however, is when the cholesterol levels become too high, and that can lead to plaque and clogged arteries. And the final top risk factor for heart disease is smoking. And more than 37 million adults in the United States are current smokers, and thousands of young people start smoking each day. So smoking is one of those things that can damage blood vessels and thus lead to heart disease. Some other conditions or behaviors that can put you at risk for heart disease include obesity, diabetes, physical inactivity, and unhealthy eating patterns as well. The CDC does offer four ways to take control of your heart health that I'd like to share this morning. The first is to avoid smoking and using tobacco products. Smoking is the leading cause of preventable death in the United States. If you do smoke and are looking to quit, you can use the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And you can also visit their website at ksquit.org for information and resources. The second is to manage conditions like high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and make sure to work with your healthcare team to have your blood pressure and cholesterol checked on a routine basis and take any medications that you may be prescribed. And thirdly, make sure to eat a heart-healthy diet, which is one of the best weapons for fighting cardiovascular disease. A heart-healthy diet includes eating more fruits and vegetables from a variety of colors, choosing some low-fat dairy products, whole grain products, and lean proteins as well. And it's also important to remember to avoid those foods with added sugars and those that are high in salt and saturated fats. And finally, remember to stay active. It's recommended for adults to get at least 150 minutes of physical activity each week, and that equals about 30 minutes of activity 5 days a week. So while caring for our heart health is important throughout the year, the month of February really does serve as a good reminder. It's important to take steps to take care of your heart in order to prevent heart disease and stroke as well.
Timely information for Heart Health Month, and we appreciate it, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Merritt Azine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.